those in the know, go with the flow. Effective cold calling, as with a number of activities, is about being prepared, knowing your targets, who you want to speak to, and having the ability to focus uninterrupted. Here are some pointers and preparations I find useful when organising a cold calling campaign. Number one, consider and discover the best time to call people. I tried cold calling a hotel chain at 11 a.m. onwards. No one was in. It suddenly occurred to me that they were preparing for lunchtime events. Afternoons after 3 p.m. proved far more productive. As a general rule, 10 till 12 a.m. and 2 till 4 p.m. are good times in most businesses. But for specific professions like teaching, lunchtime is good. Never call mothers with young children between 5 and 7:30 p.m. It's just cruel and you won't get a positive response. 2. Find an hour in your diary where you will not be interrupted. No one requires answers to questions, no phone calls on mobiles, switch them off, or doorbells going. You will be able to focus and concentrate on the task ahead. 3. Before I start cold calling, I already have a reliable, checked list of phone numbers with appropriate contacts for my business, with the correct titles and/or departments. 4. I set reasonable goals. For example, to send out 10 brochures either by email or post, to arrange a face-to-face meeting, to send out some top tips documents. Set some targets based on the time you have. 5. I have created a spreadsheet on the computer and a hard copy in front of me to take notes. The spreadsheet allows me to record dates, outcomes, email addresses, and what I have sent. I update the hard copy onto my computer spreadsheet. Earlier on in this course, I suggested you create your own spreadsheet. 6. I have my scripts ready. These might be specific to the product or service I am wishing to market. I might have more than one script if I am targeting more than one type of business. 7. I have a list of alternative products or services to send information on. These might include a hard copy brochure to send by post, a PDF brochure, a top tips document. I always record what I have sent and also the email. This information can go onto a database. 8. I always listen to what the other person is saying. Occasionally, I can hear in the voice that they are busy or that I might be disturbing them. I would then suggest that I call it a mutually convenient time and record this on my spreadsheet. Alternatively, the person might indicate that they don't need that product, but suggest what they are in need of. This is an opportunity to suggest something else you could offer, or even to go away and produce a new product or service. Feedback from potential clients is so valuable because you discover what they need to solve a problem. 9. If you agree to send something either by email or post, remember to record this and time a follow-up call 7 to 10 days later. Exercise. Go through this list, planning and preparing your cold calling campaign. Prepare your list, your environment, a spreadsheet, or other method of recalling outcomes, and a method of taking notes.